What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
Well, he's close. And he's narrow, you know. And he's different word for folks like that.
Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes. You'd say he really looks...
shabby, you know, or something like that.
And suppose a woman is wearing her best clothes. You'd say she's really...
really dressed.
And what if a man was wearing...
Well, you see, he's swell dressed, too. He's wearing nice clothes. He got nice clothes on, too.
Now, what word would you use to refer to an old person who's very lively and gets around quite well? You'd say he's...
he's full of life.
What would you call someone who is doesn't do any work and has no ambition? And
oh, well, I'll just say he's just no good bum. He's just a tramp, that.
And what do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree with its bill?
A peckerwood. It's a peckerwood and it's a sapsucker. And it's a yellowhammer. You know, it's three or four different birds, you know, that made... it used to be a bird in this country. And from the time I could remember, this country was full of them. And tell about, 25 or 30 years ago, some of them hard winters, they was either the friends and killed them out. They called a shake-tail bird. Mm-hmm. Now, you don't see them. Shake-tail bird, he had a red head, just like the, what we call the yellowhammer now. And from across his wings, their own back was as white as cotton. Call them a shake-tail bird. Now, you don't see them no more.
What do you call that, an insect about this big and it hops in the grass?
Grasshopper.
And what would you call it if someone were driving a car and on ice and it got out of control and it...
I say skidded.
And what do you call an old dilapidated house where evil spirits might live, little children are afraid to go into?
Well, we call that a house full of, you know, a ghost house.
And what do you call those spirits that live in it?
Well, we call them ghosts, you know, and some call them haints, you know. That's in the country, they always use the word haint. Now listen, that's a thing that, you know, people, like I had a sister said once, even about ghosts. For a hole, and I got a check pretty good on it. Ain't nothing give nothing a thought like a ghost and a haint, but the color, you know, the race of folks. You know, I ain't never found a white person yet that thought too much, you know, bleed in, you know, nothing like that too much, which it could be something that like it, but now you take the, for a hole, colored person, a lot of them, he just scared to go if somebody died. I know plenty of them. Somebody died next door and the sun went down. He's scared to walk the road by their house. Mm-hmm. Scared to go from one room to another, you understand? And all like that. Well, that comes from... that growed in them from generation to generation. It's misled. Mm-hmm. They're scared to go by a graveyard. And all that kind of stuff like that. But it ain't nothing. Now, here's the idea about it. When a chap is taught proper and see a thing right, ain't nothing the dead can do to him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he just forget about the dead. The one for him to watch and be scared of them lying. We walking around. Them the ones that not the dead.
You know, some people say that things like black cats bring bad luck. What do you call those things that bring bad luck?
Well, yeah, bad luck, I done hear that. Now, that's a thing. I ain't never thought too much of it, so I wouldn't teach to, you know, my daddy didn't believe in nothing like that.